Track 10, Managing Conflict. On the last track, we discussed skills for communicating effectively. The 6 skills for communicating effectively are getting to the point, directly expressing feelings, giving positive feedback, making positive requests, checking out feelings, and taking breaks. On this track, we will discuss 5 strategies for managing conflict. As you know, managing and resolving conflict may require the same communication skills described on the last track. However, regarding conflict, I have found that 5 additional strategies can be productive. These 5 strategies for managing conflict are avoiding blame, speaking calmly, being concise, discovering points of view, and focusing on the present. First, let's examine avoiding blame. Terrell was caring for his older brother Ron, age 36, who had schizophrenia. Ron had asked Terrell for several loans throughout the year and had failed to pay any of the money back. Terrell knew that he should avoid blaming Ron, but needed to resolve the conflict. I stated to Terrell, rather than blaming Ron for not paying back his loans, describe the problem, explain how you feel, and focus on finding solutions. For example, you could say, I feel frustrated because I run short of money at the end of the month. I'd like to talk about this and see what we can do to solve this problem. Would you agree that by focusing on solutions instead of placing blame, Terrell made it possible to have a more constructive dialogue with his brother? Terrell also focused on speaking calmly. Terrell stated, I think Ron is much more receptive when I use a calm voice than when I try to be forceful. I remember hearing that people with schizophrenia are sensitive to harsh sounds, so I try to avoid shouting or using a negative tone of voice. Consider your client. What negative symptoms of schizophrenia can be minimized by speaking calmly? In addition to avoiding blame and speaking calmly, the 3rd strategy for managing conflict is being concise. Clearly, as with getting to the point on the last track, being concise can be vital to keeping a conversation with a schizophrenic client on track. Vanessa's father, Fred, found it helpful to keep in mind that short, clear, and specific statements are easier to understand and respond to than lengthy statements. For example, Fred, age 50, became concerned that his daughter, Vanessa, age 24, would lose her subsidized housing because of the fire hazard of numerous piles of newspapers and magazines. When Fred talked to Vanessa about the problem, he digressed. Fred stated to me, I got off track. I started in about how she used to keep old papers and magazines when she was a teenager. Then I started in about her housekeeping habits in general. Vanessa has this dirty old stained chair, and that reminded me of some new upholstered chairs a guy at work was giving away. So I started telling her about that. I don't think she got the point of her piles of newspaper being a fire hazard at all, because she apparently didn't know how to respond. As you can infer, had Fred avoided talking about things that were unrelated, Vanessa may have understood his point. Could pausing frequently to review what has already been said also help your schizophrenic client stay on track? Next, let's examine ways of discovering points of view. Before Fred tried to talk to Vanessa about the fire hazard in her apartment again, I reviewed ways he could avoid a one-sided conversation. I stated, even if you are concise and stay on track, Vanessa may have trouble expressing herself. Try actively asking for her opinion by saying, I'm interested in your perspective, or how would you describe the situation from your point of view, or what do you think, or what's your opinion, or what do you think might be some possible solutions? Fred was sure to allow Vanessa enough time to consider her point of view and answer him. Do you agree that if a family member of a client with schizophrenia fails to seek the client's opinion, then the client may feel frustrated and less interested in resolving the conflict? In addition to avoiding blame, speaking calmly, being concise, and discovering points of view, the 5th strategy for managing conflict that we will discuss is focusing on the present. Because personalities can be difficult to change, I encourage the family members of clients with schizophrenia to focus on changing behaviors by focusing on the present and on specific behavior. As we have already discussed, clients with schizophrenia can be discouraged by criticism. For example, Comments about being lazy or irresponsible can be upsetting and distract a client with schizophrenia from attending to the problem at hand. Gerald, age 42, was married to Cynthia, age 39. Cynthia was diagnosed with schizophrenia. Cynthia took medication to regulate her symptoms as well as her mood, but the medication did not decrease her impulsivity regarding spending money. Therefore, Gerald found it more productive to concentrate on how they could follow a budget for the coming month and avoid referring to past financial problems or describing Cynthia as extravagant. Think of your Cynthia. Could focusing on the present help your client's family member manage or resolve a specific conflict? On this track, we have discussed 5 strategies for managing conflict. These 5 strategies for managing conflict are avoiding blame, speaking calmly, being concise, discovering points of view, and focusing on the present. On the next track, we will discuss anger in schizophrenia. Our discussion will include 3 main topics. These 3 topics are anger related to delusions, strategies for coping with anger, and problem-solving strategies for clients with schizophrenia. Question 10. What are 5 strategies family members of a client diagnosed with schizophrenia can use to manage conflict?